Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
The domestic violence arrest stems from his previous marriage to Tessa Kelly, who he married in Texas in April 2011 while serving as a low-ranking airman in the Air Force. Two were living in New Mexico the following year when Kelly was court-martialed for abusing both his wife and his infant stepson. He is, quote, he assaulted his stepson severely enough that he fractured his skull. And he also assaulted his wife, close quote. Don Christensen, a retired colonel who was the chief prosecutor for the Air Force, told the New York Times, quote, he pled to intentionally doing it. In other words, yeah, I did it. So what? I watch video games. I watch movies. Just a child. I mean, come on. You need to get over your taboo, pops. In November 2012, a month after his wife filed for divorce, Kelly was sentenced to 12 months confinement and a reduction to the lowest rank. 2 years later, after serving his time, he was discharged from the Air Force for bad conduct, a dismissal that usually precludes ex-servicemen from buying firearms. Kelly didn't waste much time after being released from military prison. In April 2014, then 23-year-old Kelly remarried to 19-year-old Danielle Lee Shields, record show. Wilson County Sheriff Joe Tackett said on Monday that Kelly's in-laws attended the Texas church he attacked on Sunday. Tackett said Kelly and his wife Danielle were estranged. Shock, all right? Had wife number one, had a kid, was with wife number two, was working on wife number three. What an awesome star-spangled American success story, isn't it? Kelly killed 26 people in the church and injured 20 more. He's believed to have committed suicide while fleeing. Now, this is the other part about this. Did you see the pictures of his parents' home? This kid was not impoverished. You can't... Oh, Mr. Church, please, he grew up in poverty. He grew up in a family and that was poor and destitute. No! No! I might even describe the house seen from aerial shots at the Daily Mail as a compound. Got a big, ginormous, built-in... they got out back, they got themselves a cement pond, just like Jed Clampett. Giant cement pond, they had themselves a hot tub on the side of the cement pond. They got four-wheelers all around, they got a three-car garage. And what looks to me to be 3,500 square foot home in a very large lot. So the idea that he came... Well, this is a result of poverty. No, it's not the result of poverty of values, poverty of faith. They haven't even gotten out to the parents' house yet. Oh, good Lord.